have an important responsibility to protect the country's enviable record in economic and financial governance. Unfortunately, we are going back as if we are a country that was actually founded yesterday. This is my point. You cannot do that. You cannot do that to Mother Ghana. Ladies and gentlemen, I will now take you to my second presentation. The second point is, you heard the Minister of Finance when he said that he's going to give us 12.2 billion Ghana cedis. In fact, he has given to Ghanaians 12.2 billion Ghana cedis. I call this the great hoax, the great deception. Ladies and gentlemen, it is not true that he has given us 12.2 billion Ghana cedis. The position by this government is nothing but obviously an illusion. It is far from the reality and must be dismissed totally. I will now take you through what they have done to us and the reality. The reality is that they have increased a number of prices. One is the fuel price. They have increased transport fares. We have seen an unwarranted increase in utility prices, distortions and burdensome taxes such as the communication service tax, the Energy Sector Levies Act that was recently increased. We've seen some levies that they are imposing on us. And obviously, we have also seen the decoupling of the value-added tax system that brought additional burden. Apart from everything, we have also seen an extension of the National Fiscal Stabilization Levy. So what I did was to look at the impact of all of this on the ordinary Ghanaian and how much this government has taken from us. So ladies and gentlemen, first of all, I did some analysis, and then it has come out that on average, the government has taken or took 13.7 billion Ghana cedis from the pocket of Ghanaians between January 2017 to August 2019 by way of increase in the prices of diesel and petroleum alone. Prices of diesel and petrol alone, they have decided, in fact, they have taken 13.7 billion Ghana cedis. And I'll show you how this has been done. So you have it there. You see gas oil, which is the diesel, and the premium, which is petrol. So you have the volumes in terms of how much has been consumed for 2017, January to December, 2018, January to December, and then obviously 2019, from January to August, how much we have consumed. And it is clear that we have consumed 7.6 billion liters of diesel as a country. 7.6 billion liters as a country for gas oil, which is the same as diesel. And this consumption is the normal consumption plus the consumption from the mining companies and the consumption from the rigs. Put it together, 7.6. On average, the price has increased by 1 cedi 41 pesos. 1 cedi 41 pesos. In fact, in terms of liters, it is 5.4 liters. So if you are to multiply 1 cedi 41 pesos by 5.4 billion Ghana billion liters, you will get an additional increase of 7.698 billion Ghana cedis taken from your pocket. That is how much they have taken from your pocket, only on diesel. And then same as petrol. In fact, for petrol, they have taken 5.9 billion Ghana cedis from the pocket of Ghanaian. So the two put together, 13.6 billion Ghana cedis has been taken from the pocket of the ordinary Ghanaian from the fuel price increases alone. Fuel price increases alone. So granted that he has given us 12.2 billion. Fuel price increase alone, we have taken 13.6 billion. He has to give us a change. You see, he has to give the ordinary Ghanaian a change. Now, I will factor in tax increases to the scenario. And if we are to factor tax increases to the scenario, you will notice that in terms of amount of money they have taken from the ordinary Ghanaian is 27.2 billion Ghana cedis. 27.2 billion Ghana cedis if you are to factor tax increases to the scenario. And I'm being very conservative. In fact, the first scenario of 13.7, I decided to exclude the increase in prices in LPG, increase in prices in kerosene, increase in prices in marine gas oil and premise. So if I'm to add that, in fact, because the president is an old man, I give him that respect. I don't want to go there. So, you know, 27.2 billion Ghana cedis
he has taken from our pocket for between January 2017 and August 2019. And again, I have given the breakdown. In fact, the decoupling of National Health Insurance and Get Fund alone from the component of value added tax, he has taken 2.6 billion Ghana cedis from the pocket of the ordinary Ghanaian. Luxury tax vehicle levy, that was recently abolished. He has also taken 60.6 billion Ghana cedis from our pocket, 60.6 million Ghana cedis from our pocket. Recently, they introduced the communication service tax. Anytime you buy credit, they take some money from you. So far, from the date that they introduced that levy to today, in fact, till September 1st, 30th September, they have taken 107 million point one Ghana cedis from your pocket. From your pocket. Then recently you agree with me that they increased the Energy Sector Levies Act. Okay, and that alone they have also taken 436 million Ghana cedis from your pocket. And then utility price increases. And this one, I was very charitable with the numbers of giving them 9 billion Ghana cedis that they've taken from your pocket from the recent utility tariffs increase, both water and electricity. Then fuel price increase, you saw the 13.6 billion that I gave you the scenario earlier on. Then transport fares, they have increased it, has taken approximately 1 billion Ghana cedis from the pocket of the ordinary Ghanaian. So total, 27.1 billion Ghana cedis. You see, our finance minister owe us some money. And it's important that if he's going to go to that tangent, then there's the need for him to give us some changes. Finally, I'll go to the unproductive resource allocation, which I call the Koshoko economy. The Koshoko economy that we have actually is going to be the legacy of His Excellency Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo, a legacy of Koshoko economy. Government expenditure, obviously, since 2017 has been